So thus far we have come in this Noble Eightfold Path of the Buddha. And today we come to what is known in Sanskrit as Samyak Vyama, the sixth stage or sixth aspect of this Noble Eightfold Path. And as we have already instituted the precedent, we shall speak of Samyak as perfect, not as right. We shall speak of perfect effort, not right effort. Now, this word Vyama, in Samyak Vyama, is usually translated as effort, so we shall continue that practice or that custom and speak, therefore, of perfect effort. This is what we're primarily concerned with this evening. Now, what this term, Samyak Vyama, or perfect effort, really means or really connotes, we shall see in a minute or two. First of all, I want to say just a few words about the context of this perfect effort. You may remember, as I mentioned or as I reminded you just now, the second, the third, and the fourth stages of the path deal mainly with the transformation of the individual. Transformation of his emotional life, his communication with other people, and with his behavior, his actions. The fifth stage, perfect livelihood, deals with the transformation of the community, of society as a whole, as we saw, in fact, last week. Now, this sixth step, with which we're concerned today, perfect effort, deals, like the second, third, and fourth stages, with the transformation of the individual. And we may say that it deals specifically with the transformation of the individual will or individual volition. But it does this, it effects this transformation and transmutation of the will against a very wide background indeed. The background of perfect livelihood, as we saw last week, was sufficiently wide. Its background is the whole human community, society at large. But the background of perfect effort is even larger, even wider, even more comprehensive. The background of perfect effort is nothing less than the whole range of sentient existence. The whole of life, the whole of organic existence, or we may say the whole process of the evolution of organic life. So against this background, within this context, we may say that perfect effort represents, within the general structure or the general framework of the path, the Buddha's Noble Eightfold Path, represents the fact that the spiritual life can be regarded as being, in a sense, the continuation, even the culmination, if you like, the consummation of the entire process of evolution. And it's for this reason that in our main title for today's talk, we speak of the conscious evolution of man, with the perfect effort or the right effort just in brackets. Now, what this all means, we shall try to see, we shall try to understand towards the end of the talk. Meanwhile, let us direct our attention to perfect effort itself.